Haskaneta Rose come to order.
No, but they have.
For Wednesday, July 3, 2013, we have one agenda item: open a work session on Senate Bill 6. Erin, tell us what we're doing.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 6 elevates animal abuse in first degree upon a previous conviction of domestic violence, child abuse, or if abuse committed in presence of minor to Category 6 on sentencing guidelines, elevates aggregated animal abuse in first degree of Category 6 on sentencing guidelines grid, increases penalty for animal neglect in second degree to Class C felony in cases of prior conviction of animal neglect, if offense involved 11 or more animals or offense was committed in the presence of a minor child, increases severity of sentencing based on number of animals neglected, increases penalty for animal neglect in first degree to Class C felony if there is prior conviction of animal neglect, if episode involved 11 or more animals, or if committed in presence of minor child, increases severity of sentencing based on number of animals neglected, adds equine and other animals of same genus against which crime was committed to prohibition on possessing domestic animal after conviction, and specifies that prohibition does not apply to first conviction if person owns commercial livestock operation and for violation committed against livestock. Provides alternative service for notice of forfeiture, provides defendant opportunity for hearing on forfeiture, establishes process for hearing on impoundment and lien, provides definitions, establishes standards and license program for animal rescue entities, authorizes inspections upon complaint and seizure upon evidence of cruelty. There is emergency clause on the measure. There is no revenue impact. There is a fiscal impact on the current version of the measure. Comes from related to Department of Corrections costs for potential increase in inmates and from public defense services.
Thank you, Erin.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate Bill 6 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Hoyle moves Senate Bill 6 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Hicks.
So, thank you, Mr. Chair. So, just simply, mainly as to Sections 10 and 11, I just want to acknowledge absolutely the good intentions brought to the discussion by the proponents of the bill. As to Sections 10 and 11, there is an implication as far as administrative searches and the state's discretion and jurisdiction there, and so as and the bill is very likely to pass through this committee and perhaps through the process, but as we go forward into the February session, I would be very interested in working with the proponents and the opponents of the bill to simply clarify and make more appropriate the state's administrative search capacity that this law will seemingly be granting. And so I'm not ready to endorse the bill as it is, but I am ready to work with both sides on this issue going into the next session, should they be interested in that.
Thank you. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, with some trepidation, will support the bill today, and hope that, as is suggested, those issues that may still be in it in terms of the lawyer's arguments that I've heard are resolved or resolvable before the next session. This comes out of an incident that happened in my community where people purporting to rescue animals were literally killing and torturing them by withholding basic services. It was a terrible incident, and it turned out the law really wasn't sufficient to resolve the issue, and it was an egregious situation where people literally gave over their animals for rescue, and instead they were held without sufficient food or water in cages in a warehouse. That won't do in Oregon, and so I am going to support this bill and understand that it will be under intense scrutiny, and if it needs some tweaks, we will be able to tweak it in the next
I think that's
session.
Right. Representative Kenemer. And Representative Davis, are you here? Would you like to testify?
Just briefly.
Yeah,
right.
Please come up. Representative Kenemer, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I just wanted to comment, and I was county commissioner for a number of years, and one of the things that I like in here is relief from responsibility to maintain these hoarded animals and others that are collected for extended periods of time. When you have 139 cats or 57 horses, the expense of trying to maintain those for perhaps as long as a year or more, and the hassle is just incredible. And you know, we need to find a way to deal with that in a more efficient way, and I think this bill provides that outlet.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd wait for Representative.
Go ahead.
Thank you, committee, and I apologize for coming in late. Representative John Davis, House District 26. I was in a conference committee and don't know the content of what's been discussed so far. My sole reason for testifying is that a number of my constituents in my district who are either associated with or own small animal rescue facilities in their home have raised significant concerns about Sections 10 and 11. I know we often get many emails about bills that deal with issues dear to people's hearts. After reviewing these emails and calls, I do think that there are some legitimate concerns raised by some very educated people on the subject, some attorneys who deal, or at least one attorney who deals with the subject, is very concerned, as some of you have raised, with the potential that Sections 10 and 11 authorize warrantless administrative searches in contravention to Ninth Circuit law. In particular, this attorney is raising the Rush versus California decision out of the Ninth Circuit in 1984 and goes, I believe, provided that testimony to the committee administrator, which I hope is posted on all of us.
We are getting it posted. I just received it.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. So I believe some of you have received, or if not all of you have received, similar concerns, and I just wanted to bring it to the committee's attention. Since this bill did move quickly, I know it had a lot of support from both sides, but this issue has been raised, and to the extent there's any ability to address it, I would ask the committee to take the time to do that, because I do think that these aren't just wild concerns being raised, but they are legitimate. And these are people who care about this issue, care about animals being neglected, and want to see those who are abusing animals prosecuted and held accountable. So thank you very much. And I apologize for being late.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, I'm hopelessly, romantic about animals, particularly things like horses and dogs. So, grew up on a cattle and sheep and cattle ranch. And got interrupted by a phone call. But I
thought that was wrong.
But
we're interrupting you.
And I have no concern at all with the idea and intention of this bill. I'm very 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 supportive of this. I think the situations that have been talked about, are very egregious and. Deserve our attention. I think the problem as far as the cost to counties, deserves us looking at if there are other ways to reduce some of those costs would be, our responsibility to do it. But one of the things that really bothers me about the bill, and there is concern on the part of the Oregon Cattlemen's Association, I think, and I'm not sure how much you talked about that, and I apologize for this, but I am disappointed, in spite of apparently their attempts or efforts to be part of a work group or part of the group that might have been helping in dealing with the drafting of the legislation initially. They were not included in that, or not, they have some concerns. The concerns, I think, that are legitimate, and it bothers me that we're down at the point we're at, where there's a real need to move this bill, but also, some concerns by a major industry about the bill and the effect that it might have on that industry. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Hicks.
And just to, as to my earlier comments about sections 10 and 11 and my willingness to continue to work on that in the interim, I'd like to actually invite the chair to draft Representative Davis to work on that as well with us, because he's, I think, pretty informed on that issue. So I think there are some unresolved matters, particularly with regards to those sections.
If he's willing to be so drafted, he shall be. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions, Representative Davis. If I could, I've noticed that the...
We don't have subpoena power, but if he's like to, he'd like to come up and answer questions.
I noticed that the case that he refers to has not yet been posted, so I can't read it. Under common law, there's a health and safety exception to essentially inspection rule. Does this case you're referring to obviate that or limit it in some way?
I don't know, and I can't answer that question. Mr. Chair.
I mean, under the normal rules, a health inspector can come in and check without a search warrant under the common law rules. And this bill actually contains a section that requires facilities to be open to inspection without notice. Do you think that that's a violation of the case that you're referring to?
Mr. Chair, Representative Barnhart, again, John Davis, State Representative. I can't answer that question. It's not an area of law I'm familiar with. I'm simply bringing this issue to the committee's attention. But I'm currently drafting an email to Legislative Council to ask them about this question raised by Attorney Robert Babcock, to see if we can get an answer to that if this does move to the floor, and read that into the record and as part of the legislative intent at the time. So I would hope that thank you for raising that.
Well, Mr. Chair, it simply surprises me that that such a thing that I think is so very well accepted would actually have been outlawed in 1986. That seems surprising to me, although it's possible that the court did that, and while I wasn't paying attention. Thank you. Thank you, Representative. Appreciate it.
Further questions or comments? Well, I think we actually have a motion on the table. Representative Hoyle has moved the Senate Bill 6, moved to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Representative Barnhart?
I'm going to support the motion, but I would certainly hope that we get an opinion back from LC before the floor vote. And if the LC's opinion is significantly at odds with what the bill requires, I might change my vote.
Okay. Further discussion? Well, it is my preference to move this bill today. It will not be the first time, perhaps not even the last time, this session we advance an imperfect bill to the floor. But I think it's a good bill, and I appreciate Representative Hicks' comments about if there is a need to add any clarifying language or constrictive language in February. I think there is a willingness to do that, but I do think it's important to move this today.
Could I make one final comment? Yes. I apologize for speaking so often on this bill. I've read the letter from the Veterinary Association. It's shocking. They're the experts on this because they're the ones who see these animals. I absolutely support the concept completely.
Okay. And thank you, Representative Davis, for coming and sharing your concerns. Let's call the roll, please.
Representative Barnhart.
Hi.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Representative
Dembrow. Aye.
Representative
Holdy.
Aye.
Representative
Jensen.
Aye.
Representative Kemmer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hicks.
Nope.
Vice Chair Hoyle.
Aye.
Chair Garrett.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Jensen.
Oh, you've got the carry. I just wanted to offer an apology for my very rude and inconsiderate telephone.
Well, we're just curious about what's going on, but it's okay.
Big thing's happening.
Yeah,
I'm going to chalk it up to him being very, very popular.
Yeah. No apology needed. Okay, motion carries. I'm going to have Representative Gilliam, Representative Barton will co-carry this bill on the floor. Close the work session on House Senate Bill 6.
Yeah, this is the
and thing. That's all for today. For the next couple days at least, committee's adjourned. Thank you.
Next couple days? Mm-hmm.